My name is Tai Tran, and this is my artist statement. My whole creative process can be summarized as putting lines on top of lines, colors next to colors, like a kid piling toys into misshapen and outright bizarre towers, trying my best to keep them from tumbling down. It's not that much of a metaphor, really. I am drawn to lines and colors by the same curiosity that prompts a toddler to inspect an object for the first time. I always start with the most basic elements, a square, a circle, or even just a set of connected lines. From there, I begin assembling my building blocks, the single visual elements that are complex enough to warrant a closer look, yet simple enough to have room for refinement and further manipulation. Then I let my brain run wild. I'll move something 15 pixels to the left, change a section from teal to bright green, and the image I'm working on will change completely. New ideas keep coming up, and I let them guide my hands as I repeat the last 5, 10, or 15 steps. Until I nail that one look, I tell myself. Hours pass, and the process is now overwhelming. The excitement, though, is beautiful. Work has to be spontaneous. Work has to be fun. I see every line and every shade of red or yellow or blue as a toy to be played with. I'll make my tower, then take it apart, then make it again just to take it apart again. The possibilities are endless. I don't always get to keep a tower at the end, of course. Regardless, I find myself learning more from each and every image I have made. New works are built on the foundation of the ones preceding them. Visual elements are recycled, yet always modified and improved upon. I may finish a tower, but my learning process simply never stops. It is a challenging pursuit to explore and study the fundamentals of how we view the world. I could spend hours marveling at surrealist art, bewitched by the mystery and wonder that lies within. Similarly, Dadaism takes me to its own world, one that's disjointed and senseless, yet deeply human. I want to invoke emotions with only simple geometric shapes. However, colors and lines alone are so detached and cold. My answer lies in Japanese textile. The level of detail in Japanese patterns is nothing short of astonishing. They're dense, yet organized, and extremely delicate. Most importantly, they are layered. A movement of shapes and colors is often cut short by another, only to show through again in another section of the overall composition. This idea embodies a sense of wonder I seek to recreate, and it becomes a principle for my work. However, it also forces me to not go overboard. Layering something too many times will obscure the individual visual elements it is built with, which on their own are very important. For a uniform visual style, I choose commercial geometric patterns found in contemporary wallpapers. In them, I find a distinct level of crispness and cleanliness that seems almost automated. The colors feel inanimate, the composition segmented and formulated. Yet, in it, I imbue parts of myself, visions of the future that will not come, and memories that will not fade. My life has been a long, winding road that leads to nowhere, but I have found various trinkets along the way to decorate what I now present to you. I color the sky with pain and childish wonder. Down below, the silly blossoms in endless, restless night, and I give it longing and desire and loss. Pieces of me reside in every image you see, though they there reveal only so much. I leave the rest to your imagination. It may not be beautiful, it may not be true art. However, it fits perfectly well. I am of the belief that art has to serve a purpose. If a piece of art does not enlighten our mind, it should enrich our surroundings. After all, what purpose should art still have if it could no longer reveal what we are yet aware of? Regardless of this extreme and either elitist or uneducated view, depending on your own view of the art, I believe my deepest aspiration has simply been to contribute. My works are utilitarian. They can be cut up into pieces and put on a shirt, a cap as a whole to cover a large section of a wall. They're yours to keep, and they can be used in whatever way you see fit. The only thing I would ask of you is to consider giving them a purpose. Whether you will end up using one of my images as a screensaver on a cart, or God forbid, as a tattoo design, it does not matter to me. I simply hope the parts of me that I have laid bare in each and every image will be looked at. I hope my sense of wonder and curiosity reminds you of your own, and the various lost and founds of my past memories resonate. I hope we connect in whatever way we may, and then perhaps my works remind us that we are both human.